This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show. Every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Well, the wheels are turning in Romania. So Romania is to hold a referendum which could rule out same-sex marriage forevermore. Romania's ruling party leader has confirmed that the country intends to hold that referendum, which would rule out equal marriage, before the end of this year. We have spoken about this, I think, on half a dozen occasions this year. It's been going for some time.
We'll call this the Howard referendum.
Yes, it's quite similar. The Social Democrats are pushing forward with a referendum after 3 million people out of a country of 20 million signed a petition which called for the constitution to define marriage as strictly between a man and a woman. At the moment, the constitution mentions marriage, much like ours did, or our Marriage Act did until 2004, but it doesn't specify the gender of the people getting married.
Now, the reason why this has come up is because there's been a petition. This is one of those countries where if you get enough signatures on the petition, it's got to be addressed. The petition has been led by the Coalition for the Family.
Well, that sounds benign.
Yes, it's a group of 30 non-government organisations which constantly back anti-gay LGBT policies.
Yes, and the petition allows the top court to open its doors to a referendum because a change in the constitution can only be proposed by either the president, the government, a quarter of lawmakers in parliament, or a petition with at least 500,000 signatures from Romanian citizens. Very few politicians support same-sex marriage in Romania, although the president does. Because he's ethnically German, and he has said that it's very difficult to be a minority in general, and that's why he's in favour of same-sex marriage, because he said recently that he thinks that people in the broader community may not understand how hard it can be.
But one might suspect that change will be slow.
Mm-hmm.
And now over to USA, where President Trump has nominated foreign policy expert Rick Grenell as US ambassador to Germany, the first openly gay major appointment of the current administration. The White House announced Trump had named Grenell to the post, which requires U.S. Senate confirmation, along with scores of other nominees. The nomination was expected. Media reports in July indicated Trump would tap Grenell for the post, but Trump hadn't formally made the designation until this time.
So yeah. They basically sort of announced a whole raft of people, one of which was gay, which...
Hey,
it's
look,
good.
We take what we can get, you know. Finish what's on your plate first. It's as simple as that. Although the weird thing about the Trump administration, there's so many appointments that he just hasn't made. There's all these open positions that he's really dawdling. So, I don't know. The law of averages said at least one of them had to be LGBTI.
You're based in America at the moment.
I am.
Does that come through in the media? Like, are people really noticing this? Or do you have to be aware to notice?
Americans are actually much more switched on, in my experience, than they get credit for. And the problem with America is, much like Australia, has become there's a real polarisation between groups. And the people in the middle, who might be a little bit more moderate or in the middle, don't really get a look in. It's that's really the issue. But they're definitely aware of the current president's, how can I put this politely,
eccentricities. He's not listening. Across to Finland now.
Yeah, Finland's government has rejected law reforms to end the sterilising of trans people. So this means that the law stays the same, which is that for trans people, if they want to change their gender legally, they have to be sterilised.
Finland?
This is Finland.
I know.
Are you sure it wasn't Nigeria something? No, it's Finland.
And they've actually said no to the United Nations. United Nations says, look, really, you should change this. And they've just
gone
no.
The Trans Act that they've called it. So Sakris Kupila is the 21-year-old medical student leading the fight for trans people. And she said, not only has the Finnish government chosen to turn its back on trans people, but it has also failed to provide any justification for this regressive decision. The requirement of sterilisation is a violation of bodily integrity. And over 16,000 people signed the petition calling for change. So it clearly doesn't work how it does in Romania.
No.
The UN Human Rights Council has long been recommending the scrapping of the rule, and they set out two suggestions for Finland, calling both for an end to sterilisation and to stop defining being trans as a mental health diagnosis.
Be a start, wouldn't it?
Finland has always been two steps behind the other Scandinavian countries in rights. Don't know why?
I do. It's the Russian influence. Because they were the Scandinavian country that was close. Technically, Finland's actually not. Scandinavia is generally just Denmark, Norway, Sweden. Finland and Iceland are kind of
bolted on the side.
Yeah. So, and Finland, as you know, is very close to Russia at one point. And I think there is a bit of that influence. A friend of mine, his sister-in-law is Finnish, so I've got a little bit of inside goss.
Across to Canada now, where a Canadian charity has quietly been smuggling 31 gay and bisexual men out of Chechnya.
Yay.
The Toronto-based charity is helping to grant asylum to gay and bi men facing the horrendous persecution in Chechnya. It's a partnership with the Russian LGBT network, which works to raise this issue within in the world community, really. The charity is called Rainbow Railroad. Love it. It is basically, it's helped 35 men escape, with 31 of them settling in Canada. Their executive director from Rainbow Railroad, Kamali Powell, has said, we have been working on a program with the Canadian government that allows the entry of persecuted LGBT Chechens into the country. Isn't it nice to have a government working to accept persecuted refugees?
I wouldn't know.
Now, after reports of the suffering of gay and bisexual men, the Russian LGBT network set up safe houses and communication channels within Chechnya, and then the Rainbow Railroad picked them up and helped them to escape.
This is a huge deal. The Foreign Affairs Minister decided to act after initial reports about the persecution in Chechnya, even though it could cause tension between Canada and Russia.
I think that's called leadership. In brief, in the USA, trans service members will continue to be allowed to serve pending the results of a study.
In Jamaica, a leading gay activist has been found murdered in his home.
In the UK, Oxford University boss says it's not my job to stop homophobic views.
And in Malta, same-sex marriage laws have come into effect.
Hooray! And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe, one country at a time. Worldwide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 Eastern Australia time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne or online at joy.org.au. You'll find all our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3 Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.